Now, so the initial index was very simple. It was based on three different things: education, health, and per capita income. It was a simple aggregate. Now, can we really aggregate these things? It's very hard to give a kind of theoretical justification for it, but it was some kind of simple index that people can at least understand, and that has the advantage that you're focusing only on one, let's say, ranking if you're looking at a comparison of countries instead of looking at three different indicators. It does not have more information than the three indicators separately. In fact, ideally, you should be looking at the components and not at the index. The advantage of the index is that it's sort of snappier, and it, you know, it becomes something that becomes an object of attention and of discussion, that, you know, why is India so low in the ranking of HDI and so on and so forth. So I think it serves that kind of limited communication purpose, and I think that was the intention initially. Now, what happened after that is that this whole kind of consultancy industry built around, you know, developing new indexes and, you know, new normalizations and changes in the components, and also sometimes complicating the formulas, and they've become, in fact, I've sort of lost interest because I'm not able to follow all these new innovations, and it has, in a sense, defeated the initial purpose, which was transparency. Now it has become somewhat non-transparent. So I think that we should, firstly, generally, as far as possible, look at the component indicators, because, you know, the health issue is not the same as the education issue. And if you look at India, the regions that are that have the more serious health problems are not always the ones that have the more serious education problems. So we have to, and the interventions required can be quite different. So we need attention to both problems for their own sake and not aggregate them. So I would say, as far as possible, look at the component indicators, the component issues, and only do this kind of aggregation when it's really important, when you don't have the luxury of looking at several dimensions and you need this kind of a summary indicator, then do it, but do it as simply and as transparently as possible, which was the initial intention of the Human Development Index.